Well, Ronan, good to catch up here with you in the sunshine and blue sky at Brands Hatch. The end of the season is here. You've got a smile on your face. You always do. First of all, just before we talk about FB1, which is always housekeeping, isn't it? You've enjoyed this season immensely, haven't you? You've laid a real marker down and made quite an impression.
We really have, yeah. Thank you. And it's nice that that's been recognised. Obviously, the second half of the season for me has been pivotal and really stamped some sort of mark of what we can achieve and what's only been a debut season. You know, when we visit all these circuits again, we're only going to be stronger. That's the plan. And yeah, never in my kind of dreams that I think coming into a debut year we'd have the year that we have had. We didn't know how we'd shape up. And it seems like 2 minutes ago we were stood here at Media Day not knowing what laid ahead for me. So yeah, absolutely delighted the way that it's gone. Haven't been on the GP for the first time, so that FP1 was a wake-up call and gets the juices flowing, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It's a bit dirty on the GP part of the circuit, isn't it? I know they've put some sand down on part of it, which is sort of drifting its way in. That's going to be critical to keep your eye on that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, as a racing driver, you're kind of programmed to look further through the corner than where we actually need to be looking. Like in FP1, I was thinking, I need to be looking out toward the exit here and visualising and seeing every little key element on the circuit as we go, but actually you're looking more offline in places because there was so much dust and gravel and also rubber down just offline. You had a slightly kind of narrow corridor for the car that you only could afford to obviously be in that and not have your loaded tyres on the rubber.
Absolutely. Obviously we know what's going on with Ash Sutton and Tom Ingram this weekend. A lot of eyes will be focused on that, but every single driver in this championship is driving their own title race this weekend, aren't they? Because everybody wants to make a good impression before we close down for the winter and then come back next year being the one to watch.
Yeah, you're right, absolutely. I think for me 3 points scoring finishes would be okay, but obviously the highs of Silverstone, Knockhill, Donington, we want to be up there and again fighting to be on that rostrum in one of the three races. So yeah, that would be incredible, but you have to be realistic and look at how far we've come. I think what we have done in the previous 9 rounds have shown enough going into the winter of we will be something to be reckoned with next year and just have to keep punching above our weight.
I think it would be a very ill-advised man or woman who bets against you for next season, but in the meantime, have a great weekend here at Brands Hatch.
Thank you so much.